And welcome to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. My name is Tony Bush, and we're going to have a short program this morning. The Brewers are going to be cutting into our program at 11:35 for their pregame show. And we have a wonderful guest this morning. Our guest is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. She's going to be talking to us about the Global Trade Mission Mexico 2017. Good morning, Rebecca Clayfish.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. Welcome to the program. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the Global Trade Mission in Mexico?
I would love to. We are really looking forward to it, both in the Lieutenant Governor's office and also the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. As you're probably aware, Mexico is our number two trade partner, and so we are really excited to continue to grow our mutual economies with brand new partners in both our supply chain and our customer base, because we are going to Mexico City as well as Monterrey. So for those folks who may have thought a little bit about exporting but really don't know where to start, or maybe even those companies that have already dabbled in it but have not exactly found the right matches or would like to grow the number of matches they're making, this trip is for you. Because of the two cities we've selected, we are especially interested in inviting businesses on our trip who may be involved in manufacturing, because both Mexico City and Monterrey, Mexico, tend to be manufacturing bases in Mexico. So if you'd like to grow your customer base or your supply chain, we know that this trip is going to be incredibly valuable for Wisconsin businesses who would like the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to take their muscle and their might and their pre-existing relationships, as well as the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, in order to open some doors that may not have been available to you before, and make a terrific trip of it from June 12th through 16th. And we know it's going to be pretty toasty down there, but this is going to be a business trip. This is not going to be a trip where you explore cool old churches or any sort of old architecture or any sort of cultural spots. This is going to be a business trip. A lot of meetings, but a lot of good deals.
And if someone wanted to leave early and meet up with you down there, or go down with you and stay a little later to enjoy some of the scenery down there, that's possible as well, isn't it?
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is going to be making the travel arrangements for you, so I'm certain that they might be able to accommodate something like that, because we know that there are specific businesses that
sure.
have very specific demands, and that's also why the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation wants to make a custom analysis of the Mexican market for mm-hmm. your business.
Right.
We want to make sure that you're meeting with people who can actually help you become more profitable. We want you to make more sales. And that's why you're looking at a custom market analysis, WEDC making your travel arrangements for you and setting up some important one-on-one interviews with potential supply chain friends, but also potential customers that you might not have gotten on your own. They're going to open doors for you, and all you need to do is walk through them and sell.
Lieutenant Governor, the Mexican trade relationship with the U.S., they're the largest export market for the U.S., where we produce about $267 billion of goods for them in 2015. But for Wisconsin, it's $2.9 billion. That's not small potatoes for Wisconsin.
No, we have a terrific trade relationship with Mexico. Like I said, they're our number two trade partner, and Canada is our first. China is our number three, but we do a lot of business with Mexico, but we would, of course, like to grow the number of dollars that we get out of Mexican trade, and on top of that, we want to grow supply chain relationships. And so we think that this is a terrific trip for anyone who would like to do either of those two things. Now, there are a lot of people who are concerns right now about NAFTA, and actually I'm joining you from Washington, D.C. right now, and there are a lot of people who are wondering, well, what's next when it comes to trade relations with our neighbors, Canada and Mexico? And I think what we're going to see come next is America First types of deals. And so we know that these deals are going to benefit Wisconsin companies, but I think it's also really important to continue to establish new relationships so that you can personally be there in order to sell and in order to secure trade relationships on your own for your own company, mm-hmm. even as our federal government negotiates larger scale deals.
Right. Now, the politics is always going to be there, but for the business owner who wants to grow their business and take advantage of some opportunities, this trip is going to be pretty vital. And one of the driving organizations for this trip and other things in Wisconsin is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
Sure. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation was created back in 2011 under Governor Walker. Our new administration decided that we would be better off instead of just the traditional Commerce Department with something like the WEDC, which is a public-private partnership. That enables us to leverage both the resources of the government, but also the friendships and the power and the might of the private sector. And we've seen tremendous success. A lot of the programs that you would traditionally see out of the Commerce Department have continued, but we've also been able to kind of leverage some of the might of the private sector as we maneuver into new areas, like attracting folks like site selectors to Wisconsin. Those are kind of the middlemen between large multinational corporations and the sites, the regions, the municipalities, the states, where they would consider big investments or potential relocations. Before, we hadn't really talked to groups like that. We hadn't really reached out to CEOs who were looking around for their, yes. their next stop. And today we've built and established really nice relationships with those groups, and that's come through the good work of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
WEDC also has trade reps on the ground all across the world, including in Mexico, which is why this is a really good trip to go on, because they're ready to customize something just for you. And then on top of that, you know, WEDC and our Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also have scholarship programs available. Let's say you want to translate your website and you want to put it into Spanish because you want to attract more Mexican customers. Well, we have a scholarship program available, so you could do something like that. Let's say you want to go down to a Mexican manufacturing show and you want to advertise some of your products there. Well, you know, we may not pay for your airfare down there, but certainly, you know, a scholarship from our state government might enable you to pay for the cost of your booth, your entry, in order to promote both the value and the quality of Wisconsin products.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cost of the trip, with the information I found online, is $1,650 for the first participant from a Wisconsin exporter, plus airfare, estimated at $650 or $700. And then, of course, that doesn't include all the meals and entertainment, but it does include a number of other costs. But the WEDC is going to be doing some market research and customizing one-on-one appointments that will fit your business if you decide to go on this trip.
That's
an introduction.
Exactly right.
What a wonderful introduction.
Yeah, that type of introduction is invaluable. And the reason you have your mayor, the governor, going on these trips occasionally is sometimes when you go to a foreign country, having a public official, an elected official, there as the head of the delegation opens some doors that may not be available to you as a business owner and may not even be available to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation were we not involved. And so being the head of a delegation like this is important not only to our office but also to the state, because we want as many doors open as possible for our terrific business owners. So we would encourage you to come along with us. We are looking again at June 12th through 16th for our mission to Mexico. We'd like to continue to establish new relationships, and we'd also like to build on existing ones.
And for more information, I have here that folks could contact International Business Director Mark Rhoda Reese at
608. Mark Rhoda Reese, yeah.
Reese at 608-210-6757. Again, that number was 608-210-6757, and they can go online to inwisconsin.com/export/assistance/global-trade-mission-mexico.
Well, we got a little bit easier one, too. You can just go to inwisconsin.com/mexico2017.
There you go. That's even easier. inwisconsin.com/mexico2017 to learn more about this exciting trip that Wisconsin is planning for entrepreneurs and business owners here in Wisconsin. Lieutenant Governor, we're going to come back and finish up our conversation with you right after this break. We thank you for joining us this morning, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're speaking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and we're talking about that exciting trip that's coming up in June, the Global Trade Mission Mexico 2017. Before we get back to Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, I just want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. We're headquartered in the Fox Cities Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 volunteers who are willing to mentor you as an entrepreneur, business owner, in areas that you may have questions on. For example, HR, IT, intellectual property, legal, accounting, banking, cash flow, workflow, production, whatever your questions are, whatever opportunities you're seeing to grow your company, check us out at SCORE. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Go to our website, fill in the mentoring request, hit the send button, and within 24 to 48 hours, one of those volunteer mentors will be contacting you, and we also do this because we offer free, confidential mentoring assistance to entrepreneurs, businesses of any size. So again, check us out at foxcities.score.org. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. Without them, we really couldn't carry on this program for you week in and week out, and that they mean a lot to us. So thanks to Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, that's Sarah DeBruin, Ridgestone Bank, now known as Byline Bank, a primary lender of SBA loans here in the Valley. Also want to thank Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb and his crew. Thanks to Zach Pawlowski at Candeo Creative in Oshkosh, who built and helps us maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed this program, or if you'd like to listen to previous programs, we've been archiving shows at biztalkwithscore.com for 5 years, and we thank Zach and his team for their support. Also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader with the Business News. They help to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, gosh, for just $20 a year, you really ought to be subscribed to it because it provides you with a lot of very helpful business information to help your business succeed in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to our sponsors. We really appreciate your support. We're speaking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish this morning on the trip to Mexico coming up in June. And Lieutenant Governor, we were talking in the first segment about the different benefits of joining you and going on this trip to Mexico. And in terms of those companies or people who might be interested in going, is there any size standard? Could someone who just starting this process, exporting, go on this trip and benefit? And even companies have been doing it for a long time.
There's no question. We would like companies of all sizes to join us. Whether you are just thinking about exporting and you're determining whether this might be your growth strategy or whether you've already dabbled in it or whether you've already built some relationships but are looking for more, we invite you to come on this trip. Also, you've seen that Mexico City and Monterrey are our destinations. Those are big manufacturing destinations. And so if you are a manufacturer, we extend a special invitation to you. Exporting is really important for Wisconsin because we do a lot of growing and we do a lot of making here. We feed and supply the world, we like to say. And if that's the case and we still have a good base economy, it's really important for us to reach out beyond our domestic market, our American market. And here's why. 95% of the world's customers don't live here. They don't live in the United States. And so if you want to avoid some of the trip hazards of our last economic downturn, our last recession, then I encourage you to diversify your customer base. Because let's say every economy is on a cycle. In the American economy, you're on a cycle. Mexican economy, Chinese, Indian, German, et cetera, so on a cycle. And chances are you're in a different point in your economic cycle than one of your neighbor or one of the far-flung countries around the globe. And so if someone's in a downturn right now, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire world is. So if the American economy is doing poorly and you're not having a lot of customer orders from the domestic market, well, then maybe the Germans are going to want to buy more. Or maybe your selling opportunities are in India or China or, in this case, Mexico. We think diversifying your customer base is a really wise strategy in order to pad your bottom line so that if you ever saw an economic downturn again in the United States market, well, you can build your customer relationships that you have already established in some other country, and you can see growth in a different market. It's a really good way to assure that an economic downturn will not bring your business model down.
That's a great, great strategy, Lieutenant Governor, because in today's world, we have the web, and the computer is making the world flat, and so many sales are taking place in foreign countries. So if you get an opportunity to go to meet someone in Mexico, and if your company is in manufacturing like industrial machinery, electrical machinery, vehicles and parts, plastics, medical and scientific instruments.
All big exports from Wisconsin to Mexico, yeah.
And aerospace manufacturing, automotive and food and beverage, and even agricultural. If someone is listening to this program is interested in one of those areas, the WEDC and the folks putting this trip together, as you've already mentioned in the first segment, will help line you up with certain appointments in Monterrey or in Mexico City. And those cities are huge. Mexico City is 21 million people, and Monterrey is 4.5 million.
But I was saying earlier, you know, there may be 21 million people, but we're going to find the right people. We'll sift through all of them, and we're going to find you the very best folks with whom to meet and make deals with.
So even if you're new at this and you want to try
this, if you're new,
you've got an escort. Someone's going to show you the way. You've got people supporting you to make sure you do the right thing, say the right thing, and show up at the right place and present yourself the way it should be presented to get more marketplace, more market share in other countries.
And we know that the advent of starting a new strategy and exporting may sound risky. It may sound a little bit scary, but, you know, WEDC makes a business of this. This is something that they do every single day. They help people through this process, and they make it painless, they make it easy, and they make it fun, and they make it profitable. And so if you are just starting and exporting, or if you're just thinking about exporting, or if you've been exporting for years and would simply like to build out your portfolio, we would invite you to join us June 12th through 16th in Mexico City and Monterrey for our Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation mission to Mexico, headed by me, the Lieutenant Governor's office, so we can hopefully open even more doors for your company.
And what is the deadline for registering? That's coming up in May, isn't it?
You know what? I'm sorry that I don't have the website in front of me right now, and that is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's determination.
May 12th.
I'm going regardless, though, and I have already RSVP'd. I'll tell you that much.
It's May 12th. May 12th is the deadline to register. I found that in the material. So folks have a little time to think about it, but don't delay because it might fill up. Is there a capacity? Is there a certain number you can take, and beyond that you can't?
You know, in the past, they've tended to take six or seven companies, but this is one where we have, I think, capacity to do more.
Good.
And we would like to do more because the more companies we are able to bring on a mission like this, well, the better we're building our Wisconsin economy, right? Because
absolutely,
the more people you're establishing relationships for. And that's really good news. That's good news for Wisconsin. It's good news for Wisconsin workers. And it's good news for Wisconsin's reputation and our number two export partner.
Every employer wants good employees, and this is a good way to secure jobs for people and maintain jobs. And as you've already pointed out, diversify the market your company is servicing so that they do preserve the jobs.
You got it.
Lieutenant Governor, if folks would like to learn more about this, they can contact Business Director Mark Rhoda Reese at 608-210-6757. Again, that number is 608-210-6757. And you had the website address for that. It was
It's really easy to find. Just go to inwisconsin.com. That's I-N-Wisconsin, all spelled out, .com. /Mexico 2017.
And again,
so inwisconsin.com/Mexico2017. And Mark Roderich is just a super guy, speaks a million languages. And this is going to be a really great opportunity.
It does sound like a lot of fun for anyone who might be considering this. The cost is estimated to be $1,650 for the first participant of a company, $1,900 for each additional person from that company, plus each person has to pay their own airfare. So we're wrapping up our show right away. Lieutenant Governor, would you like to leave a little biz tip for the listening audience here?
No problem. I would say make sure you diversify your customer base and talk to 95% of the world's customers by exporting.
Well, that's a great tip, and I hope a lot of people listening to us today will take advantage of this. Lieutenant Governor, we want to thank you very much for joining us. You have a busy schedule. You're out in Washington, D.C. Thanks again for the time today to share this information with our listening audience. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Well, it's all my pleasure, and we are really excited. We know that in June, the 12th through the 16th in Mexico, it's going to be hot, but let me promise you, the deals are going to be even hotter.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And thank you for listening today. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.